delegation and commend the work of the State Party and the gender architecture in accordance to CEDAW and the GR6 regarding the national machineries influencing the government policies, advising on the impact on women empowerment and gender equality of all government policies, and also monitoring the situation of women comprehensively and helping formulate new policies and effectively carry out strategies and measures to eliminate discrimination and ensure equality and women human rights. The gender architecture composition of the Ministry of Equal Opportunities, Department of Equal Opportunities, directly linked to the Prime Minister and Interministerial Committee on Human Rights, in addition to the National Committee for Equal Opportunities, organized by Law 125/91, which provides decentralized structures, equality advisors, the National Observatory on Violence Against Women, the Observatory for the Budgetary Integration of Gender Policies, and Operational Steering Committee, according to the Ministerial Decree of February 2022, the National Family Observatory. In addition to the decentralized level, some regions have created equality commissions, and is noted that under consideration also a creation of the National Human Rights Institution. The political and institutional structure is very robust, but very complex at the same time. Does it require a specific coordination mechanism, both horizontal, ministerial, and vertical regions, aiming for territorial equality and national coherence? Is the funding for public training programs, especially in the police and judiciary justice sector, sustainable and institutionalized within the public administration and the judiciary? And is the creation of a National Human Rights Commission responding to an institutional and democratic requirement in progress, and what is the expected time frame? Strategies and policies, the Recovery and Resilience Plan, PNRR, include strategies, pillars with mainstream dimension related to equality. The National Strategy for Equality is based also on a new budgetary approach integrating the gender perspective, Circular 7/2020, and the National Action Plan for the Family 2022-2027, and the Law 53/2022, strengthening the statistical system in connection with the 2030 agenda and the national budget. How are the organizations responsible for women's rights involved in the implementation of the plan, the PNRR, at the national and regional levels? Has the budgeting Circular 7/2020, that considers gender equality and women's empowerment, complemented the decrees of June 2017 and June 2018, and is this evaluation coordinated with the 2030 agenda? Kindly provide information on the major areas included in the budget. The Law Number 125/2014 on international cooperation and the strategic orientation of the Italian Agency for Cooperation and Development 2019-2021 confirms the prioritized commitment to equality. Can you confirm the financial increase in gender equality and women's empowerment-related programs? Is there a prioritized reorientation of development policy towards immigration countries considering equality? And last, is the government developing policies for digital evaluation and impact measurement of public policy, especially in environmental matters affecting women in process. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Muchas gracias, señora Morsi. Quiero ahora darle la palabra.